Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
I'm not ready. I left the door open.
Oh.
You could have told me.
But, anyway, this is the best animated shows ever.
Uh-huh.
So far.
Yes, it is.
Where we watch, talk about, and rate every single animation ever. Eventually.
We're making progress. How many things do we have on the list right now? We have...
I think eight?
Eight. That's what I was going to say. We have eight things on the list right now. This will be the ninth show we review. Oh, man. That means whatever we review next will be our tenth show. That's like anniversary stuff, man. Today, we are starting a conversation about a new show, which was recommended by MC. Let's check in the list. It was recommended by you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Mob Psycho 100. What did you know about this one? Have you watched all of this show already?
I've watched the first season. I have not watched any more than the first season. It's a show about psychics, essentially.
Yeah, essentially. I have only watched the first episode so far. That's a different thing for us. Normally, I've watched all three by the time we record, but I have literally only seen the first episode. I recognized it immediately, though. As soon as the show started, I was like, this is familiar. And I thought it was that I recognized this character, but then I started getting into my behind-the-scenes research, and I don't think I recognized this character at all. Instead, I think what I realized is this show is created by a guy named One. That's his pseudonym, the name he authors under. And he also created One Punch Man, which I've never seen, but I've seen art of. And I think that's what was familiar to me about it, is it's a very similar character design style to One Punch Man.
Yeah, it is. It's that they're very similar drawing styles. I didn't even notice that until you brought it up. But yeah, I can see it.
One Punch Man has Mob's eyes very, very much.
Yes. The teacher... Reijin Arataka.
Mm-hmm.
He has the same hair as Genosei, the robot dude.
Haven't seen One Punch Genesis. Man, but I believe you. I just know the character. I just know like One Punch Man's face. I think there was like a PlayStation 2 era video game maybe about One Punch Man that I dealt with at GameStop a lot when I worked there, and so I've seen his face a bunch.
I have no idea.
So this was originally a webcomic, not a manga. It's One produced this online as a webcomic starting in April of 2012, and the story wrapped up in December of 2017. And in between there, it started releasing as an anime. So season one came out originally in 2016. Season two, it sounds like, actually just came out this year. So, hey, MC, get on it, man. It's still hot.
Yeah.
In 2018, there was a live-action adaptation of this. I don't know why you would make a live-action adaptation of this.
It's on Netflix here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it terrible?
I haven't seen it.
It seems like it would be bad. Because this show is, like... So much of this show is built from its visual style.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how, They would reproduce, like, a lot of the stuff in live action.
I mean, it would have to be a, like, CGI fest, I guess. All right, MC, you have homework.
Okay.
For next episode, I need you to watch an episode of the live action series and report back on it.
I will have to watch an episode then.
That'll be our behind the scenes for episode two or three, whichever is you can do a little book report on the live action one.
Fair enough. It'll probably be more of a style report of like oh yeah, they get this sort of effect and whatnot, and discuss how they match it up with the anime and the web series and whatnot.
I can't believe this ran for 5 years as a webcomic, and then when they produced the show, they made a season. Like, and there wasn't plans originally to make a season two, it sounds like. It was like, no, we're just going to make a one-season show. 5 years of a webcomic condensed into one season of a show seems crazy.
Damn.
All right. Let's talk about today's episode, which starts off difficult because animes have multiple names to begin with, and this anime in particular has even more multiple names than normal. So today's episode is called Ripped Apart and then Squiggly Dashes Someone is Watching, or it's called Self-Proclaimed Psychic Reigen Arataka and then Squiggly's And Mob.
Yeah.
I decided that's what the squiggly sound like. And Mob.
Fair enough.
This came out July 12th, 2016, and then was released in English on October 27th, 2018. And it's real good. It starts off weird. You've seen the show. Is there a reason it starts off with this, like, crazy, overpowered thing fighting off a billion and a half demons?
I think that's foreshadowing.
Okay. Because I thought it was going to... I was like, I guess this is, like, the intro theme song. But then a couple minutes in, there's an intro theme song.
Yeah. No, I think this is foreshadowing. And then it, as soon as all, like, this cool graphics and, like, overpowered person beats up all these demons, it cuts to, Rigen, trying to convince this lady, to hire him to perform, to get rid of evil spirits in one of her buildings.
Yeah. He's got a whole menu of exorcism packages that you can choose from.
Yeah. And pretty much everyone can kind of tell this guy's conning someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, the show tells us before we meet Reigen, we get like a little bit of a in a world type narration where it explains that this is real, that there are like creepy demon monsters. And there are people called psychics who battle the creepy demon monsters. So the show, like, starts by being like, okay, just trust us. Demons are real. Psychics that battle demons are real. And then it immediately introduces us to Reigen. And the show doesn't say it, but it's kind of like it went, but not this guy. He's not real.
Yeah. And what happens is... he kind of reveals himself a couple of times before they even get to the building that he's not really a psychic. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of in this big, like, show-offy sort of I'm a psychic display that he makes. And it's like, oh, he's wrong. But...
well, he does things like the woman who's seeing him has an odd face, I would say.
Yes. Yes.
My note on it was like, this is like What If Ren and Stimpy, but an anime. She's got a strange face, and her husband's like, I don't buy any of this. You're a fraud. What's going on? And he's like, nah, man, I'm totally legitimate. And maybe when we get rid of that demon, your wife's face will go back to normal. He's like, there's nothing wrong with her face.
Ooh. Wait. You watched the dub, the English dub.
I did. Yes.
I watched the Japanese version. It's her boyfriend in the Japanese.
What did I say?
Husband.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay that close attention. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking of something else.
But
we rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy, and there's Drax's great line where he's like, when did we decide that? And Peter's like 3 minutes ago, and he goes, oh, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else. And it's become like our new favorite thing between Becky and I, when one of us like realizes that they did not process what the other said, is just, I wasn't listening, I was thinking of something else.
But yeah,
sorry, I interrupted.
It's sort of like they get to the building they discover a ghost and he throws salt at it.
And... Even before that, though, he's like, the energy coming from this building, this is incredible. This is going to be the biggest monster I've gotten rid of in ages. It's huge. And he points at the wrong building. And yeah. They're like, it's over here. And he's like, oh, well, there's a big demon in that one, too. But nobody's hired. So I'll take care of your demon.
I'm not. Yeah. Gonna,
yeah. It's cool. And then the reason there's a ghost in this house is because a man saw a cockroach and hit his head. So he's,
yep.
He's a head injury based ghost, I guess. I think the woman says at one point that he's been headbutting her in her dreams.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what she said. Yeah.
So yes, now tell me about the salt MC, because it's so dumb.
Yeah, he flings it everywhere, and he's like, "Oh, this should stop a ghost."
Doesn't it's he have a blessed. Name for it? What's the name of the attack?
I can't remember. It's some silly long spraying of salt attack or something like that.
It does like rapid. It does awesome like anime style visuals of like him winding up and stuff. And then the show like literally pauses for the narrator to be like, this is one of Reagan's special moves. And it's like,
yeah.
What is this show? It's got like such a weird narrative voice, and it's got weird animation that happens throughout it. Like when he's freaking out about like, I think he's trying to build up the suspense basically, because he doesn't think the demon's really going to be that big of a deal, but he wants the people to be convinced. So like it gets like super dark and there's like tons of shadow lines drawn on his face.
Oh yeah,
like, the animation's just all over the place.
It's great, but because it's perfect for the show and how over the top that especially that character is, like the,
right,
Regan is at like everything. It's terrible how over the top he is.
Salt Splash is the name of of the special attack he does, where he just throws table salt everywhere.
And the ghost informs him, hey, it has to be blessed salt. Can't just be table salt. And the clients look up at him like, you idiot.
Don't you know what you're doing?
And then he was like, oh, wait one second. Let me just call up my secret weapon.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to wait 30 minutes for this person to turn up.
Wait there standing with the ghost, just chilling for 30 minutes. So I have two things I have to talk about at this point.
What?
One is, watching the English dubs, he goes, I have to call my secret weapon. And he pulls out his cell phone and he goes, hey, Mom, can you come down here? Yeah, I've got some people. We need some help. I 100% thought he said Mom. The way he said it. And so it's like, he's calling his mom. That's adorable. I love this character. He's the best. Like, Mom, will you come help me get rid of this ghost? And I thought that for a long time because I watched this episode on Crunchyroll, which has it available in the United States. Right after he called Mom, there's a commercial break. And Crunchyroll, at least in the United States, plays about 12 commercials every commercial break.
It's a premium account.
It's insane. It was literally like 10 minutes of sitting there like, is the show ever going to come back? Is this just my existence now? And MC, here's the part that I didn't tell you in advance. It doesn't have a lot of commercials to draw from. So at one point, it played the same commercial 4 times in a row. That's not okay. That's not okay at all.
I think they really want you to get a premium account.
Yeah, like they're just going to annoy me into it.
Yeah, no, it's one of the reasons I got a premium account.
It's crazy. Well, I think I'm gonna do the trial version of the premium account for the next two episodes of this show, because I will lose my mind if I keep trying to watch it with this many commercials. It's nuts. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, anyway. Essentially, he's calling Mob,
uh-huh,
who turns up, who is the actual main character of the show.
Uh-huh.
Who is a 14-year-old middle schooler.
Yeah, he's just a little kid. And he shows up and holds his hand out to the ghost and just explodes him real good. Just all over the place. And then the show pauses again to be like, this is Mob. He's a student and he's training with Reagan. He's also actually a psychic and the protagonist of this show.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm like, what is this doing? It's like, you told me, you literally said in voiceover, this is the protagonist. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah. And once I get out of there, he just goes home and he has a normal home life. Mm-hmm. Like, they just have dinner.
Now we get the actual intro to the show, the theme song,
yeah,
and crazy visuals of the intro, which is all just psychedelic and weird. And then, yeah, and then we meet his family.
What do you think of his family? They're fine.
Yeah. His mom frustrated me because this kid's very powerful. He's clearly very, very powerful. And she's just like, you should be doing better in school. Stop bending spoons. Oh. And I was like, oh, man, mom, be supportive. Come on.
Yeah.
But his little brother's great. His brother's like, I got you, brother. I'll unbend the spoon for you. And if you ever need to talk, I'm here. And I was like, aw, cute.
Yeah, his older brother is cool.
In the English dub, I'm pretty sure it's his little brother.
Oh.
That would be a weird
change. Is it his little? It doesn't matter.
It does not matter in the slightest. Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't come important until later on anyway.
So where do we go to next? Oh, we go to school.
Yeah. And you see...
Go ahead.
You see a group of girls walking into the school, and mm-hmm. then it cuts to them in his perspective, and there's mm-hmm. one cute girl, and the mm-hmm. rest are vegetables.
Why? MC, what is this? What does this mean? Explain it. Make it make sense.
I think it's, like, a commentary on how he's seeing everyone else. Like, they don't matter in the least, so he's just like, they're vegetables.
Okay. Okay.
Well, he has that crush on that one girl.
Mm-hmm. Is this an anime thing, or is this just you've... Have you ever seen this before?
I can't say I have.
In a show full of ghosts and demons and psychics who can make things explode into rainbows of ectoplasm.
You wouldn't put it past girls to have.
Yeah, I was like, are there vegetable headed people in this show? What's going on?
No. Because I'm pretty sure some of those girls are in this class. And there might have been like a scene before or after when they cut away. Where they actually have normal heads and not vegetable heads.
Okay.
I can't be 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's just his perspective.
That makes more sense then. That makes a lot more sense. All right, so we get some of Mob at school. He's sleeping during his math class. He's terrible at soccer. It's all really miserable. They do a good job of making you realize, like, how much this kid just doesn't fit in. And then he gets a call, because Reagan's got a job for them, a big one. And he needs him to meet him at a bus station, because they're going out of town.
Yeah.
And there's a thing that pops up here that says, progress towards Mob's explosion, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it says 25%.
Oh, on the Japanese one, it says 22.
Yeah. Wait, that wouldn't change. Are you sure? Da 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 da. This is the part where we look up something. Doesn't matter.
No, it does say 25. I had in my notes it was 22. I must have been just taking a shortcut.
It does pop up again by 2 at the end of the episode. To 27. All right. Tell me about their Monster of the Week mission for today.
They're going to Honey
Home Tunnel. I don't know. It sounded like you said honey home, and I just really like that phrase. That sounds nice. I want to go to a tavern called Honey Home.
Honeydo. Honeydo yeah. Tunnel. Where there's a live presence of many ghosts and a very powerful demon or something or other presence in the area. And at first, Mob doesn't go in because he's like, hey, teacher, you can take care of this.
Yeah, that's something that's come up a couple times where Mob's like, But you can handle this, right? This is kind of how Mob talks in the show. He's in the English dub. He's kind of got a very small, innocent child voice.
And yeah, that's exactly how he sounds.
He's a little bit
Japanese,
a little bit monotone all the time. Teacher, you can handle this. I like that Reagan's excuse is always like, "Well, when you reach my power level, then." At one point, he's like, "When you reach my power level, you might just explode everyone around you into melting goo." And Mob's like, "I don't think that's a thing, though." And he's like, "Well, it is. Yeah. Shut up."
But yeah, essentially, he convinces him to go into the tunnel and battle all these ghosts and whatnot.
I like that Mob's sitting there watching ants. Like,
yeah,
it's not significant in this episode at all, but that feels significant. Is that foreshadowing, MC, or is it just nothing?
It's not foreshadowing in like any real way, but like kind of.
Okay, interesting.
It's like they're just walking down this tunnel, nothing's really happening, and then Mob all of a sudden is just putting on a light show.
Yeah, well, because he's like, there are spirits all around us. You do realize that they're surrounding us, right? And he's like, oh, well, I've got a stuffy nose. I can't smell auras, I guess. And he's like, oh, well, they're going to attack us now. I love just how, like, just matter-of-fact Mob is. Like, we're probably going to die. Oh, good. Thanks, Mob.
It seems like it's nothing to him when he starts taking out these ghosts. It's just like lightning and flashes, and they're all getting zapped in the air. And the guy just walks off down the tunnel further.
Like, yeah, Reagan's like, it's a good thing we're such powerful psychics, otherwise we'd be real in trouble. I'm just gonna go this way.
Yeah, and it's like Mob is like, hey, I told you there's a strong entity down at the end of this tunnel, and you keep walking that way. Hey, there's a boss. Oh, no, wait. First, that he actually runs into this, like, spirit-looking guy, and he's like, oh, you should watch where you're going. And it's like...
Yeah, because they beat up the leader. Yeah, that's what it is. He says the leader's over there. He's like, boss, I'm sure you know this, but you're walking straight towards the leader of all the evil demons that I'm battling over here. And then Mob ends up beating that demon, but they talk to him after they beat him. He doesn't just explode. He shrinks down, and they get a chit chat with him. And he explains that he was the leader of a biker gang that all got into a crash in this tunnel.
I love how they got into the crash. They slipped on a banana peel.
Oh, yeah, they slipped on a banana. Have you ever slipped on a banana peel?
No. I know they are very slippery.
Are they actually slippery?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I've seen it happen in person.
Really? Like, you've seen it firsthand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they were making fun of the thing, but they actually did it, and they, like
tested it?
Oh, that were, like, making fun, like, ha-ha, banana peel, and then they stepped on it, and they just went, their feet went out from underneath them, and they fell on their ass, and I cracked up, because
that,
I was,
that
like...
That person deserves that.
See?
Respect the banana peel.
Yeah, and, just this whole encounter with this boss spirit is ridiculous. Because Reagan dumps his fist into Salt and then hits the ghost. And it
does
nothing.
Another special move. Salt punch. banishing Salt Punch specifically.
Yeah, and it does nothing. And Mob's protected him from an attack, and he's defeated this boss biker guy all by himself, this kid.
Presumably, there must be things normal people can do against spirits, like using purified salt, I think would actually work.
Yeah, how long, for sure.
How long has Reagan been running this scam and hasn't learned a darn thing about how to deal with demons?
Here's the thing that we're not thinking about. How often does he actually get a real case?
I guess maybe that's true. It's just, since we see two back-to-back here, it feels to me like it happens all the time. But what you're suggesting is maybe that his exorcisms are more like... Well, I was going to throw a lot of shade on the whole exorcism industry in the real world, but it's more like he just shows up and says, ooh, I sense an energy here. Let me say a couple magic words, and now the energy's gone. You're definitely safe.
Yeah, that's essentially what I think is happening. And then while they've defeated this little... so they've shrunk him down into this little spirit, and he's like, oh no, I've just been working for this big bad thing that's been on this mountain for hundreds of years. He's down the tunnel further. And Mob just walks down the tunnel, all nonchalant, all just like, I'll go see what it's about. And all this
the ghost is like, dude, if you care for that kid, you need to tell him to come back here, because he's going to get wrecked by that demon or ghost or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I had another commercial break. We skipped over one earlier, but I want to talk about this one specifically. So I got some commercials about sad pets that need to be adopted. I got commercials for Celestial Tea. I got commercials about sad children who need your support. I got a commercial telling me to visit the state of California, which is weird because I'm technically visiting California tonight. Barely. We're going to be in California by like 10 miles, but still weird. I got another commercial about sad children, the same commercial about sad children, just all over again. And I got a commercial telling me to visit Melbourne, which was also weird. I was like, oh, I mean, sure, that'd be cool.
So, Celestial Tea, Sleepy Time is my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had Celestial Tea. I don't pay attention to what brand of tea I buy.
Yeah.
I just like tea, man. I don't care what it is. Just give me tea. Okay, now we can go to Mob meeting the big bad.
Yeah. Pretty much you just walk straight up to it.
It's got so many eyes.
Oh, yeah, it has so many eyes. And a big gaping maw that has lots of teeth.
So many human teeth, but too big. Human teeth, but big is an aesthetic that I do not like.
And it looks like it's made out of, like, sewage and trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gross looking.
And I think it eats Mob here, the way that I took it.
So what happens is it swallows him whole.
Yeah.
So it doesn't chew him up and stuff. So it's just in his gullet, and Mob just sort of explodes him.
Just,
gooey, icky pieces.
Blows him up real good, and without breaking a sweat, I think he puts his arms out to the side.
Yeah.
It's like the most effort that we see him do. And just blows the whole thing up. And then Mob is like, that spirit wasn't really that powerful. Like,
yeah,
it's nothing. And the ghosty guy that they fought earlier is like, who are you? Like, you, that was insane. Like, you are so powerful.
And Mob's like, oh, I'm nobody. And Reagan's like, you're not nobody. You're Mob, the student of Reagan.
You're the student of the great Reagan, the new superstar of the paranormal world. Like, Reagan, stop. Like, once you realize ghosts are real, don't you stop pretending to be a ghost hunter?
I mean, it depends on how much money you're making.
I guess that's true. And if he is getting everyone to buy his recommended super deluxe package or whatever, then that's interesting. I noticed one of the things in that very beginning, we're jumping back now, but one of the things in the beginning when he's going over his packages is that they're all about how much of the ghosts they'll get rid of, and none of them are 100%. He's like, well, you can't get rid of all the ghosts. Like, that's a nice caveat to have.
Yeah.
For a fraudulent business.
It's always funny. But, like, the first offers 20%. Mm-hmm. Get rid of 20% of the ghost.
That's not enough of the ghosts. You need to get rid of more than 20%. If you have ghosts, what good is getting rid of 20% of the ghosts? MC, imagine your house was filled with cockroaches, and I said I could get rid of 20% of the cockroaches.
I'd be like, that's even a care? Start. No, I'd be like, yeah, that's good. That's a start. Can we get rid of the other 80%? When can we get rid of the other...
Five times?
But yeah, essentially, by defeating this big bad thing, he's released all the other spirits in the tunnel, and all the bikers sort of ascend, I guess.
Yeah, he gives the leader a picture he found of the biker gang all together, and the leader ghost like starts getting all weepy, and then we see him and all his biker gang, and because this world apparently operates on the mentality that the ghosts are like trapped on Earth, and Mob has set them free, so they get to depart for the afterlife, which is really sweet. Like, aww.
Yeah.
Good job, Mob. Like, the ghosts are sweet, innocent people. They're just driven to evil, and he saved them from their own evilness.
And then Regan's like, come on, let's go.
Back home. And, anyway.
And they're at the bus stop, and it's gonna take forever.
Mm-hmm. Mob's like, hey, boss, why didn't you fight? Why didn't you do anything? And he's like, well, I said I'd leave all the small fries to you because I'm so uber powerful. He's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. No, it doesn't, Mob. Why are you so dumb?
Get such a powerful psychic.
I don't like that they call them psychics because that's not quite what they are. Because if he was psychic, he would be able to tell that Reagan was lying to him. Right?
I guess.
I mean, Deanna Troi is empathic, and she would have been like, I sense great misgivings in him. He's concealing something. This is not Troi, but apparently it's my Troi voice for today. And then they take the bus home, and they go and get ramen, which was really cute.
Can you just rethink that line you just said?
My Troi voice? I'm Troi. Hi. But I said it with an I. Did you not hear the I at the end of Troi?
No.
I said Troi, not Troi. Come on. Totally different thing. And as they set off into the sunset to get ramen, the counter on Mob's explosionness goes up from 25% to 27%.
Yep.
Bum, bum, bum.
There's like a few really good like scenes like in between like scenes that will have like a picturesque view of something. Right at the end of this episode, there's one where it's like a bridge, and it's like a sunset, and it looks really beautiful, and like all the silhouettes are like moving across the bridge and stuff. It's really nice. They do that a few times in the show, and I'm like, oh, that's just, like, a really good picture.
Yeah, I think the visuals on this are just astounding.
Yeah.
Both like, the active action and then that those, like, more scene-setting shots like that.
Yeah.
It honestly reminded me a lot. I don't know the series well, but I've played a little bit of Persona 4, and the environment stuff, like, the tone setting reminded me a lot of playing that game, where it was like everything's kind of peaceful and pretty, but you know that there's something more going on. Like, it gave me those vibes. I think that's all for episode one, right?
Yeah, I think we discussed everything. I really like the show. Yeah, I think it's very, very visually stunning. And, like, it's ridiculous, and, this adult who should be taking care of this kid and, like, keeping him out of these bad situations seems to be dragging him in for monetary gain, mm-hmm. and you think it's, like, really wrong this guy is, like, using this kid in this way, but he also cares for the kid. And it's shown a little bit in when they go and get ramen and he goes and gets food for him and stuff. And, like, he does actually care for the kid.
Yeah, I struggled with that, too, because I don't like endangering children as a trope. And that's something that happens a lot is, like, you know, the young protege warrior gets brought into dangerous situations. However... I think in this one, it didn't bother me so much because it seemed very...
OP.
Yeah, it seemed very clear to me that, like, you don't have to worry about Mob. Like, he's got it. He's got this. He's got this under control. So I think that made me a little more okay with it. I think. Still weird, but it made me a little more okay with it.
Yeah. Still weird.
If you're going to endanger children, at least make sure they're uber powerful. we'll be back next week with episode 2 of Mob Psycho 100, which is called Urban Legends Encountering Rumors.
I sound weird because I'm a bit sick.
Don't hold it against me.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.